We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chick, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. And dun, 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 guess what? Guess what, ladies?
What?
We're still eating today.
Yes.
More dinner breakfast, dinner foods for breakfast.
I was like, what's happening?
What else would you like me to do besides feed you guys?
It sounds great.
He's happy.
Yes, the voice of Treat Hartman and Shelly Hartman here in the studio.
Good
and new
morning.
To the show, first time with us, is Jennifer Spears.
Hello.
So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Jennifer is, I would probably have to say, she's like Shelly's right-hand woman, lady.
That's
friend,
right.
Yeah, works for her, and I'm sure you're
she's,
friends, too, and all
actually,
that good stuff.
Actually, I'll take one step further. She's the right hand of True Blue. Aww.
The right hand of True Blue.
Yeah, that's nothing a big, is that, that's, past
yes.
Jen.
No pressure.
Yes, that's a pretty big shoes to fill.
That's
taking care of True Blue, I'm sure. There's a lot of working parts, and that's just looking at it from the outside.
Yep.
Yeah, so
definitely.
All right, Treat.
Yeah, she does really well. I don't know what to do without her.
No, aww, we don't.
Thank
we
you. Yeah, she keeps it organized. Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. Okay, let me get my notes. What did I do?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right, what do we got? It
here
looks
go.
Okay.
Smells
so good.
This week was sparkling blueberry drinks,
yes.
And I thought we cannot do drinks again because
yeah,
that was
we already did drinks.
A trouble
oh, wow,
for me.
This looks fantastic.
Well, it's a breakfast. Well, anyway, let me go back to the sparkling. I thought, well, what sparkles? Because besides drinks, club soda or whatever.
Gold.
And I thought, well, gold?
Diamond?
New
I didn't go that way. I went to the fun side.
Oh, okay.
I thought, well,
with all these ladies in the room, I maybe start talking
to fireworks.
Jewelry.
Yeah, fireworks.
Fireworks.
Uh-huh. All right.
Candlelight.
Yeah.
Campfires.
Yeah.
So I went with campfires.
You sound like a hopeless romantic.
Nice. Campfires.
So we are doing hobo cakes,
yeah,
hobo
sound,
pies,
those sound good too.
Hobo pies, and sometimes they're called mountain pies, and you could do it in those pie irons that you could put on the fire, those little claps that you put them together, the two sides, I guess you call them, and the arm, stick it in the fire, and
cook
so
them.
That has the blueberry sausage, True Blue blueberry sausage.
Mm. Which
a
is
fried
amazing.
Egg. It is. Fried
this
egg.
This is good.
Some candy.
I've said that before.
So I got to thinking, with all these recipes today, I got to thinking, okay, what does the last day of camping look like?
Mm-hmm.
Clean it out,
left.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's why that this whole thing is, the
your whole
thing
theme.
Is based on that. Camping and campfires and cleaning out the fridge before you go home.
And
or
like,
when you get home.
And like what beautiful weather to start thinking about camping and thinking about blueberries.
So it got me to wanting to. I was looking at my area. I usually have kids come over and camp at my house. I thought, ooh, a fire would be nice in that pit. But
yeah.
And you can make some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, what do you think over there?
That's delicious.
Fried
that's
egg,
good.
And I used the jelly on it, on the bread, and I didn't do it over a campfire.
Oh.
I just did it on a skillet, picture it on a campfire.
I get treat.
Okay.
Again, another amazing creation. Beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yeah,
yes.
I just
job.
Thought, well, we'll just throw it all together. And the next one, hurry up, Rob. Well, he's still eating.
They got a whole sandwich to go here.
Well,
wait,
I'm happy
there's
you
potatoes
enjoy
on here.
Oh yes,
too.
Canned potatoes. I didn't use, I didn't boil any or fry
yeah,
any.
Yeah, well,
I used that can, and it's kind of different flavor, but it's nice.
Yeah, look at.
Yeah,
I mean,
can't even tell.
Oh, okay, good.
It's great.
Good.
So I couldn't even tell there's potatoes on here. I was didn't even really look at it. I was just eating.
Complimented well, everything.
And the preserves or the jelly? What
the
is
jelly.
It is
that is
great.
Jelly in
it
there.
Is really
and you're gonna
good.
The audience is gonna hear a little ruffling because it's in tin foil. All
mm-hmm.
these are in tin foil of some kind because it is kind of an authentic thing. So I thought I'd do that.
And I like how you're taking it out of the kitchen to the campfire.
How about that?
I love that.
Yeah.
Bring the fire.
Is that why it's in tin foil, or is there
yes.
a specific
yeah,
reason?
Those are hobo pies. You cook. You do it in a foil. This here would really be in that iron
right.
pie
cook
iron.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah, more,
okay.
I would think.
Do we need to move on to something
yes.
next? Okay, so we better get going here.
Yep. So the next one, I have a barbecue pizza.
Mm.
Oh,
and it's the same
boy.
Thing as a sandwich. But as pizza style.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Can't go wrong with
I'm
pizza.
I'm going to keep eating this thing while you're getting that.
Well, and while she's getting it ready, let's talk about the blueberries and how great everything is really looking vibrant. The buds are just about ready to break. We're almost in bloom.
Yeah, stuff's
got to
be popping right now.
So close. The bees are out in full force, and which is great. We love to see the pollination, and they look great. The bees seem very healthy and robust, and they're super excited to be out there. They love blueberry blossoms, so we're good with that. The weather has been cooperating with us. We haven't had any frost events to worry about as of yet, but it all changes. You know, we are in Michigan,
right.
So it can change by tomorrow.
Mother Nature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, those things are looking great for the blueberry industry in Michigan, and we're really excited and looking forward to a big crop. Tomorrow, we're going to actually be meeting with some of our state legislative representatives to talk about the blueberry industry and what our needs are and what our season looks like and potential different, trade discussions and permitting discussions. So we're already also getting contacted. Oh, go ahead.
We've got about a minute and a half left in the segment. Do we need to eat or do we need to wait?
Go ahead.
Do it
because I got two more. And then I got desserts.
Oh,
I have desserts and I have a whole tray of them. So this one here is just real simple. It's just little pepperonis that come in the pack sliced. And I put the pizza sauce, on the bread. And I put some blueberry barbecue sauce on there. Another thing, finish
and
in the jar.
Treat, how are these so hot? These sandwiches are hot.
Piping.
Well, I kept them in the oven.
Not messy at all.
Oh, and Rob's has some onions on his that I had left over that was made with the concentrate. Does that sound good? Or does it taste good?
Yeah, normally I would say I would not an onion guy, but I
yeah.
Yeah, it didn't bother me at all.
It's a sauteed onions. Yeah, whatever, I just throw it in the sandwich. And it's a sandwich, so it could go on that pie thing, or you could do it on the skillet, cleaning out your fridge again.
Yeah, so, what a great idea. And that barbecue sauce, I think,
on a pizza? With pepperoni, I know they do different ones.
No, it takes it right over the top.
With brisket or whatever, pork, but this was with pepperoni. I thought, we'll try
it. Great, isn't
that
it?
That is tasty.
Yeah.
Good.
It's so good.
All right.
Wow.
Well, we're going to have to talk a little bit more about that on the other side of a break because we've got to take one here on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks with the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin' Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin' Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Treat Hartman, Shelley Hartman, Jennifer Spears here in the studio, and we're trying more of Treat's concoctions. And this one is kind of looks a little bit like a concoction.
Yes, so
what are we looking
concoction.
At? What are we looking at here?
Well, it's a beef roast that was left over, and I put it in the foil for the hobo dinner. Pie, mm-hmm. they call. And so it's the, and then I put blueberry sausage in there because I had a little bit left over from the sandwich. And a little bit of corn and the onions with, I sauteed in the concentrate. Mm-hmm. And again, the potato, canned potato, and a carrot.
Very tasty.
Is it? Good.
Yeah, it is. And a lot. And some may be called, we also have a nickname, Hobo Dinners.
Hobo Dinners, yeah.
And you know, this is a thing. Treats pre-made these for us, but a lot of times by the campfire, you can put all your leftovers out and then the people can make their own.
Oh, that's a good way to do it. I mm-hmm. mean, that way they put exactly what they like in it.
Yeah.
And you could do this at home. You could pre-make these at home and then just put them in the oven,
yes.
individual like that, and raw. Not yeah. the roast. You couldn't do raw, but a burger.
Yeah.
Something like that, and just jazz it up with whatever you want.
That's right. Then, I mean, and one of the things, you can use, like, whatever you have, and, you know,
yeah.
these are all blueberry-inspired creations in campfire, blueberry campfire creations by Treat. Now there's the name of your show, Rob. But by the way,
okay. right, I like it.
So then, you know, we got our hobo dinners, but what if somebody's like, maybe I want something else? What else did you bring us, Treat?
Oh, well, you always have leftover pasta for some reason, and I made tacos the other night, so I didn't season all my meat. I kept some just plain, and then the other ones I did with the taco, we ate that. So this is the leftover pasta that I had and the ground beef, and I made a chili mac, more or less. It doesn't taste like chili necessarily, and it has our hot pepper jelly in it.
Ooh.
So it's a little tangy, a little spicy.
It has a goulash feel.
Yes, a goulashy, more of a goulash
nice.
Feel.
Nice. Yep. Wow. Ooh.
And it has, I put a little bit of cinnamon in there. I don't know if I should have or not. But is it too much?
No, it gives it that earthy.
Oh, okay.
Well, all see, right. Well, and so then you could also do that if you had leftover pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could put it all together in one big thing.
Pretty much so, yeah. Yeah, whatever your kids like. Like you said, make a little buffet style thing. They can add their own, and it's just a piece of tinfoil, and then put it on a baking sheet, put it in the oven, and yep. bake away.
Well,
really
and
good.
And like we always talk about on the show, how versatile blueberries really are. Like, you can use them in any prep, in any dish, a snack, wholesome, savory,
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nature's perfect fruit.
It really is.
Yeah, and you can't, just like I was talking earlier in some of the shows, that you don't add sugar. If you're adding sugar to something, just add some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Your jellies, your preserves, or whatever. Then you get a little nutrition.
Yeah.
A little variety of a taste. And there's a little bit of sugar in some of them.
Yeah, your gourmet flavor.
There you go. Yeah.
Your blueberry gourmet
it's like,
what flavor.
What is that?
And like, where would we get this product?
Well, let's see.
Rob, who would we call?
There's a couple places.
I have no idea. I'll tell you the number, though. It's 1-877-654-2400. And, of course, the website. And there's the blueberry store right downtown. And then there's a warehouse
yeah.
out of town. What, about 7-8 miles
yep.
or so?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's perfect. So, really, and we try to accommodate everyone's schedule and be available mm-hmm. for them for ordering on phone, over the phone, online. We still have the catalog. People can order from a catalog. There's a lot of ways to get this product to you. We even do a wholesale distribution. So those listeners that think, wow, I'd like to have some of this product, and you guys are doing such a great job with it and telling people how to use it, how can I get some of that wholesale? Well, we even have wholesale distribution that we can work with you on as well.
The labeling's really good, and if you get any of the bakery-type products where you bake the cookies or the muffins
yes.
or whatever, it's on point, and they are so flavorful. Unbelievably. Whatever that package says to do, you do, and it's hardly
perfect.
Any ingredients that you have to add to it, and it is perfect. They are perfect, and I am not a baker.
Right.
And every time I'm like, wow, that turned out really good.
It is.
Yeah,
it's amazing,
but
that's one of the things about having a label like the Blueberry Store and having yeah. product in it
mm-hmm.
is that you cannot suffice quality because...
And it's USA-grown berries.
That's right, Michigan. There
Michigan.
Are berries. I mean, that's what's important, and
uh-huh.
that's what's
every
so
time.
Proud about this product line and the products that we use to sell.
And just like the concentrate, you can drink that. It is a little tart, very tart, over the top tart, but you know, a lot of people are okay with that. They drink apple cider vinegar. Yeah. It's very similar to that, and you get your nutrients, but I incorporate it in here also.
Yeah.
You know,
and if you want a little less tart, just add a little water.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's right. You know,
put it in your smoothie or your protein drink.
Find ways to use it. Mm-hmm. Blueberry should be a staple of your diet. I mean, statistics
remember
show.
Remember that magazine we had last week?
Yeah.
A lot of inflammation.
Benefits.
Inflammation.
Yep. Metabolic syndrome, diabetes, heart disease. In fact, next week we'll have to find somebody to stand in for me. I'm going to be going to New York City for the American Heart Association New York Marathon.
All right. You running?
Wow.
I'm running, but not in it.
Okay.
I'll be running the cheerleading section.
I'm going to give my friendly advice that I give to everybody that tells me they're going to either New York or New Orleans. Uh-huh. I'll say, wear your vest.
Okay. Oh, I'm going to be a blueberry inspired
target.
Rob.
This is not very nice.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you.
I hate when you miss the show, though. I don't like it very much.
I know. That's okay. We'll get a good fill-in.
Yeah, we'll still have a treat, though, right?
Yeah, treat. Yes. Maybe we can get Dennis down here.
That would be great.
I have a hard time believing that Dennis is going to make it, but if you can get him here, I will give you serious props.
Okay. I like it.
All right, well, we're running kind of to the... We had another 30 seconds here. Anything we got to make sure we tell our listeners?
I think that one of the things that we should tell them is what's next. Is going to be
next?
The desserts.
Oh, my goodness, all the desserts.
That'll be the next.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Don't forget his campfire.
Yeah. Campfire-inspired blueberry.
Because you left me a lot of those blueberry tarts last week, and I ate every one of them.
Good.
Yeah, they were wonderful. All right, so sorry about that. I digress. What's coming up after the break?
Dessert.
All right.
Campfire desserts.
All right. Well, we're not going to talk about any more elaborately than that. So, all right. We need to take a break on Robert's Boondog Show. Let's talk real estate time.
Way too
early in the show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year and our store has been restocked and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by at Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelley Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Now you can see the award-winning documentary House of David, Life Everlasting on Amazon Prime. The story of the House of David is steeped in mystery, intrigue, drama, and exceptionalism. The House of David, Life Everlasting documentary film takes you through the formation of the colony, its greatest achievements, the sex scandal, and where it is today. Search House of David, Life Everlasting on your Amazon app or go to hodfilm.com for the link.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat and Shelly Hartman, Jennifer Spears in here. And now we are in for a treat. Now, pardon the pun, because this is or. That's like a double pun with treat and treats.
I know.
Right?
I know.
Well, this is a treat.
I'm used to it, but yeah. It
looks like a lot of marshmallows on our tray here.
Lots
in front
of marshmallows.
Us.
I wish you could see it.
Oh, my gosh. It. You know what? I'll take a picture and we can post it with
that. That would be a good idea. Take a picture
and
post it.
Yes, because this was very creative.
Yes.
On some of them.
And then when you get a chance, you can like say yes to my invitation to be an admin on the show part. Yeah. I made a page for you guys. And I mean, I sent it to admin to everybody. None of them said yes. They didn't do nothing.
Well, that's sometimes how it goes.
Happened with the first Ram salute, too. I sent an invitation to be a moderator so they can post on it. And none of them said yes yet.
Are you sure we're getting it and it's not going to a different folder?
Pretty sure you're getting it.
All right. Uh-huh. Put a read receipt on that.
Yeah, right.
All right.
All right,
make them accountable.
What is
okay, which one you want first?
Oh, my gosh.
You decide.
You pick. How about the ones with the toasted marshmallow?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's an angel food cake with sliced fresh, a smear of cream cheese, and some blueberry jam on the bottom. I toasted the angel food cake.
Can't go wrong with a smear.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
And wow. Then I broiled it just for a little, I mean, 1 second.
What was boiled?
Broiled.
Oh, I think.
Broiled.
Okay.
To toast it.
Oh, I thought you got out the little kitchen
blowtorch.
So, you know, like, I think that's really a good one. Like, if you have fresh blueberries left over and you're like, okay, you know, they're more than a handful that I'm going to throw in my mouth. What can I do? And everybody always has, like, angel food cake usually as one of their camp
pound
items.
Cake or even slice a cupcake.
It looks beautiful.
These are it's fantastic.
The slicing lets them lay flatter.
Yeah.
So then it makes it easy to eat and all that.
It's amazing.
And they look really pretty, I think.
They're beautiful.
Okay, the next one, we'll do all the candy bars. So it's a flat graham cracker with different toppings.
Yes.
One has pretzels and the other one looks like it has blueberries. Which one should we try first?
There are three. There's actually three. That one, Rob, has coconut with the white chocolate.
Ooh.
All right, we're going to try the coconut and white chocolate.
So these are featuring the blueberry candy bars, candy bars. So there's a white chocolate.
And those are my favorite anyway.
Milk chocolate and dark chocolate. Yes. So the milk.
At least they're not messy.
Oh, no, there's not. Why do you think I have these hand wipes on?
I want to vacuum the floor.
Look at your shirt, Rob.
That's why I said that. I'm a mess.
Anyway, that's the coconut.
That was nut, yes.
So anyway, it went well with the coconut. And
Rob's nose.
And Rob's nose.
My nose.
And this other one with the pretzels is the dark chocolate bar.
Ooh.
And I just put two little squares on there. And then I melted the chocolate in the oven just for a minute, maybe. It's not broiled, by the way, these are the fluff. This is the fluff.
Oh, the fluff.
I can't,
okay.
Not so if I just didn't think it would travel well with the marshmallow
things. Yeah, you're right about
that. And too
that.
Much of the same or whatever. I didn't know. Whatever. So then the other one is the milk chocolate, and it's just milk chocolate candy bar with the fluff.
A true s'more. A blueberry s'more.
A true s'more.
S'more.
Yep. A true s'more.
A blueberry chocolate s'more.
And it doesn't have a lid on it because I didn't think we needed it tonight.
No. And, you know, one of the things that I really like about our candy bars is
they are full of
dried blueberries there.
Look at the back side of it. It is every section has dried blueberries and big ones.
Yes.
Very nice.
Shareable size.
Yes. And
it
cuts already
well.
Pre-scored. Yeah.
Yeah. And it cuts well with the knife and it's perfect squares. It's very nice.
And they're
and
big.
And they're thick.
Thick and big. And thick. Like they're my kind of candy bar. I love it.
So what'd you think?
A good s'more. A sugar fit here. That's darn good, but
oh my god,
pretty rich.
All right, okay, what so, else?
Yes,
got?
That is. But s'mores are.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's kind of the thing. So we'll go to the dipper one.
Yeah,
the dip
look
I made.
At that.
Now you do have dips at your store. I didn't have them, so I thought, what can I do? So I just cut.
And you're out camping.
And you're out camping, yeah. And you're just kind of using things up or whatever. So that's a little cream cheese with your preserves. In it.
Perfect.
Mixed in it.
Yeah, so when you're sitting around and want a snack or...
Yeah, so I'm going to dip a graham cracker in there. You can make that at home even, and it's better for you than just, you know...
Right.
What a, you know,
right.
Oh, you're
some
right.
Of the other stuff we have.
Other snacks.
Yeah, the other snacks.
No, that's great. Wow. What do you think?
taste.
Hurry up.
This is good. Yeah. No, well, we got 2.5 minutes.
Okay, oh, okay. So the ice cream cone, this is a very cool creation, I thought. Okay. Now it all fell apart. Not fell apart, but oozed out.
You don't have to tell anybody. Nobody knows.
It oozed out.
Nobody
well,
knows.
I do want to tell something about it because when I made them, they looked just like an ice cream cone. I was so excited. And then by the time I turned around, the fluff oozed into the cone.
Oh.
And it flattened. So don't put the fluff on until you're about ready to serve, like minutes before. But either way, it still looks good. And it did ooze out a little bit, but it's sticky mess, you know.
Just like for camping.
The good kind.
For campfires and camping. And
yeah, that's how you send the kids to bed after they have that. And then there's dirt all over their hands.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was the best part as a kid, waking up with.
Oh,
with food to eat on your hands.
Oh, my God. I guess it's better than help your nose. So I guess you're good with that.
Okay, so then what is the next one?
Right here, it looks
okay,
like.
Okay, that is what I call Elvi.
Elvi.
Not Elvis, Elvi.
Elvi.
Okay.
Tell us why.
There's a story
you
behind
call it
that.
Elvi.
Well, it's cinnamon toast bread.
Okay.
And then I put peanut butter. Then I put sliced bananas with a little bit of preserves on it. I put the fluff on it and then crumbs and some bacon.
Oh, my gosh.
That was baked with the preserves on it.
Oh, my.
A little bit of pepper on it.
I know why you call it the Elvi.
And I don't want to take his name.
Exactly, but.
Man, I'm.
Oh my gosh.
This is a wonderful breakfast feast.
It sure is. It's really going to give us a lot of energy for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
yes, it will.
More like sleepy time.
Oh, come on. Here, look, Rob. There. That way people can get a good look at what you're. How you're laid out like.
So anybody need a
wet
one to wipe their sticky hands? Because is a sticky feast.
Yes, sticky
think about it. When you're sitting around the campfire and you're making s'mores, what happens? This, exactly. And the only thing, you know, that we're trying to say and replicate here are good times and good experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, so at the end of the trip, you're putting everything together and we're hoping that you have incorporated blueberries in there. So use them with anything you have left.
I had a 10-year-old boy tell me the other day, he says, you know, I didn't like blueberries, so I came out and picked them at your farm.
Oh, see?
And I said, really? He says, yeah, that was cool.
That's nice.
All right. Now that's what he wants.
We need to end on that, on a nice little story, but it's time for us to go. 1-877-654-2400 is the number to call for any blueberry questions. Theblueberrystore.com. You can order all kinds of stuff and just get in touch with them and they will answer your questions. Treat, once again, you're awesome.
Thank you.
The way to feed us. Anybody that feeds
us
is,
very good.
Is awesome in my mind. Jennifer Spears, thank you for being on the show.
Yes.
Thanks,
Jen.
Thank you.
And Shelly Hartman, awesome one more time.
Make sure you come back,
right.
Jen.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.